Good morning. Today is Tuesday, August the 23rd, 240th day of the new year. Joining us this very morning, still interim?
I'm still interim, and good morning.
Crap. Okay. Interim president for
you.
College of the Redwoods, Keith Snowflamer.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. This morning we'll talk a little bit about, well, we got the new year coming up, academic year, new year coming up.
We have a new academic.
Not everybody's Rumpelstiltskin and went through.
Exactly.
Some of the new fun things that are out there, some of the things to look forward to. But before that, I know you're all anxious on your seat waiting for a quote for this morning.
Always.
That's a rhymer. Let's see, can I do that? Okay. From, oh my. Let's see if you can pronounce this fellow's name. Okay, Kamijima Onisura.
Nice try.
Probably totally wrong. Quote, when it's summer, people say winter is the better season. Such is human reason.
Nice.
Yes, it's always the other. Always the other. So, new year.
It's about time.
New budget. Good budget?
We are balanced. It's a good budget. We have a balanced budget going to the board on September 6th, and all the things that we need to do next year are budgeted. We're ready to go.
Surprises? Would there be anything in there that you're looking to wrestle down this year that the community would either have a big smile about or a little bit of concern about, oh, geez, really, it's gotten to that point?
You know, this budget is very, very balanced. So we've had some savings that we're using for vacant seats and vacant positions. So we're just shifting money to instruction. So we have a lot more courses. We have a lot more distance ed courses on the books being offered.
Is that like internet based?
Yeah, okay. Online courses. And we're really doing a lot of emphasis on our vocational courses and our non-credit courses.
That's why I was wondering if the vocational or career tech or whatever the cutesy-wootsy phrase is, if there's more and more emphasis being placed on that now because of the local economy or if there's less and less because of the local economy.
That is a fantastic question because the state now has taken the unprecedented step of actually putting more money, almost $200 million in state money toward CTE, toward career tech and education. Our share is a little over $500,000 next year. And we have to work with a consortium of other two-year schools in our region. But we are
so you and Shasta both aren't teaching the same thing?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. But then again, we're so far away that we may not be able to share. But what we're trying to do is look at our job market, look at where the opportunities are and the gaps upon what we're offering, what we need to offer them, than what our business community needs, and trying to offer that. Of course, forefront in our mind, of course, is what our hospitals need in nursing.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with CR Interim President Keith Snowflamer. Keith, looking at some of the different challenges that are out there, you were talking about CTE.
CTE, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Educational faux pas.
It's all right. It's still very early.
Yeah. But, you know, I can step in it for a step out.
Too.
Yeah. You had said what things do we need?
Yeah.
You know, where would that $500,000 be best used, kind of thing? And I had written down, you said nursing.
That's one area.
That's pretty obvious, but sure. Humble just scuttled that program.
Yes,
so
they did.
I don't know, is it easy to resurrect one?
Well, actually, we already have one.
But to replace the four-year, I mean, can a two-year replace the four-year, or do you have to partner with somebody else?
We would have to partner. And we would love to be able to offer a baccalaureate in nursing, but right now we just can't do that.
Are there some two-year schools that...
Right now, there is a pilot study going on in California where a few two-year schools can actually offer baccalaureate degrees, but that has not expanded to all the schools yet. But your question really brings up another issue, is that higher education is slow to move sometimes. And we always use budget as a reason we can't do something. But now that we have some money that's just for vocational education, the challenge now is to sit back, take some time and ask, what else can we be doing with it? Is to really be a lot more creative and say, what programs do we not have that we should? What programs do we have that we can fix up, that we can put some more money to and give it more a higher caliber, of course? But just to take the time and sit back and use some time to brainstorm with faculty, say, you know, if since we have the money, what else can we do to benefit our students and our community? That's what we have to do at this point.
If it's in the career track,
yes.
Do you want to keep it on campus, or do you want to bring in outside? This is, here's what I need.
Okay.
You know, first person rather than here's what we perceive the community needs, second or third person.
So now you're getting into another topic that's dear and dear to higher ed courses, is that we need to sit back and do a strategic visioning process, which we're doing with our board of trustees, and say, what does the college want to look like in 10, 15, 20 years? And at the end of that 15 or 20 years, we have to be able to sit back and say, we're very proud of the fact that this is what we've done for 15 years. This is what the college should look like. But you're also getting into the educational master plan process that talks about what programs do we need to take or need to put in place for that next five-year program. And that's when we have to work with our advisory groups and say, what are we missing? What do we still need to do? And each vocational program has an advisory group to help them think these things through.
What about the unrepresented? Is that where the board is supposed to step in? Is that where shopping at the grocery store is supposed to step in to give you exposure to get the ideas?
Explain the question a little bit more, just so I'm tracking with you.
One of the areas, and I kind of foreshadowed this one, so I'm just kind of showing my cards here now.
It's all right. I'm with you.
Addiction cessation.
Yep.
You know, we used to have a number of programs here. Now we have, I don't know if we even have any. Blue Heron,
okay.
Family Recovery Services, folks like that that were either for alcohol-based or drug use-based to break the addictive behavior and the dependency on it.
Okay.
To me, I would see that as a huge crying need locally. Okay. And for those professionals who come out of that, guaranteed full-time employment wherever it is, because every place, you know, at least if you listen to the electeds, every place in the country is dealing with these issues. We're not unique.
We're not.
Whether we are or not, for this purpose, we're looking at employment. So the community benefits, the area benefits, the kids benefit, but you don't have faculty members now who are in that program that want more money put towards that, because it just doesn't exist yet. So how does an idea from outside make it inside?
By always giving me more ideas. For example, your topic is very appropriate now, because I met with Danco a few months ago, and a cessation company out of Florida. They're looking at this area as trying to put a inpatient, in-person facility here, but linked to College of the Redwoods in terms of education. So
to educate the those patients or clients after they break.
So after they're done, then they have an education, they're more confident, and they can be able to actually get a job. So that is a very appropriate question. So the idea should always flow to either my office or anyone that a person knows, a faculty member or staff member. Just tell us the ideas and we'll kick it around and we'll see what we can do with it.
Always ideas at collegeoftheredwoods.edu.
That's a great idea, but I'm not sure what ideas I
not
get.
Not yet. Yeah.
I don't think I'm quite ready for that point.
I got all kinds of things I can suggest for you to do, buddy.
Yeah, but it cannot be anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah, aren't those frustrating? I mean, you got the goofy ones.
Sure.
But then if you want to follow up and get more information, you don't have anybody that you can chase.
And I would say, Chase, I'd say follow through.
Okay,
but
yeah, pursue. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Keith Snowflamer from College of the Redwoods. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Keith, as you're looking at the concept with the CTE dollars, it sounds impressive, $200 million statewide.
Yes.
Commitment. $500,000 to your school, to our school.
And about $7 million.
Well, not quite the commitment, because if you just do the simple math, there's 100 of you guys, roughly, 125. That should be somewhere around $2 million. And, okay, once again, we're getting short shrift, but it's seed money. It's money that's there.
Yeah.
How would you like to see that money prioritized? Is it research to find the program that makes it happen, or is it implementation of a program that makes it happen? How do you know, is it leverage money? I mean, can you qualify for grants or things like that with that to get a program rolling?
We can use the money however we want to or need to, just as long as we satisfy the state's outcomes requirements. So, for example, we have to be able to prove that there are certain matrix that we could satisfy. For example, increased FTS or enrollment, increased jobs, getting students ready for jobs. Those quantifiable outcomes we have to prove that the money was used for. Okay, so since CR is getting about $500,000, our regional consortium, several other schools in a group, is getting just over $7 million. So we don't know yet.
How big is your group here?
We have about 10 colleges in that group.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's all the kind of our quarter of the state?
Yep, our quarter of the state in the north. So we have to figure out with my other counterparts, CEOs and CBOs, how we're going to use that $7 million, whether we're just going to funnel that down to each college, or are we going to use some coordination up at the top level? And my view is
has some
coordination.
Don't have too many retreats, you'll blow it all.
just so that we're not either walking over each other's toes, whatever the case is.
That's probably be the biggest concern, is redundancy.
Huge concern, because we don't want to be seen as wasting money. But then again, we need to be able to help our local communities as best we can with the seed money, if you will, which is $500,000 in year one. Our year two money is going to be based on how well we meet those certain metrics from the state.
So how can you have an outcome-based standard when most programs are 2 years in length?
Because the level of outcomes we have are based on job market. How many people we were able to get out in the job market?
Placement. Okay.
Placement is the key. But also how many students were graduating through a program or certificate through that program. Those are matrices that we can actually measure.
Boy, I got all kinds of things swirling in my head now. Is the goal for the campuses in the group the Magic 10? I mean, if it was a Final Five, it's the Magic 10?
I'll go with the Magic 10. Yeah,
I bet you haven't been thought of as a gymnast in a long time, huh?
Not since I was two.
Yeah. Fair enough. To coordinate a regional or to have programs that are kind of regional destinations, like the Police Academy, like the Fire Academy, like those types of programs that CR already has, that Butte already has, and have more of those types, or a program that might fit application in all 10 campuses that works for all of the communities?
That is the exact question that we haven't answered. That's the exact question that we all have to wrestle with over the next month.
This is time bound.
Actually, it's time bound. We just got the money just a few weeks ago. So we're still trying to work out all the details.
Still has your fingerprints on it, huh?
I haven't been able to touch the money yet.
No.
It's so new.
Oh, that's got to be frustrating. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:40. We'll be back with more with Keith Snowflamer.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45, just a couple minutes left with Keith Snowflamer. Keith, looking at the opportunities,
yes,
that this half a million or the group of 10 have got with career technology funding from the state, do you have a plan off the wall? You're going to pull out the binder and go, thumb, 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 this one. Okay, guys, what do you have at the meeting? Or is it really a brainstorming? And you're just going to have to come out with some kind of a consensus opinion of what way you're going to go within the next 4 or 5 weeks and start doing the do.
We of course, are not sure how we're going to operate as a region yet because we haven't met to say how we're actually going to use this $7.98 million.
So this isn't a pre-existing group.
This is new. So we'll probably look at other coordination activities that we do for everything else and see does that suit fit this new person going through. But the other question you're really asking is how are we going to identify new programs or existing programs or what? How we're going to use the money to help either address a current need or to anticipate a need and get ready for that, to meet that anticipated need. That's the key piece that I need the faculty and the dean to actually sit down and rethink it. Of course, all the schools that I know of are thinking about how do we make use of the with marijuana being legal? And that comes up at every meeting I have. Have to tread that very careful conversation, because as we know, the feds could make an example of any school that is actually taking advantage of this. So we'll have to really think it through, and I'm not sure we want to go there yet.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't want to risk the financial abilities of your student body to attend the school.
Exactly. Yeah. True. So yeah. You know, we have to entertain the question. I just don't know how we're going to come out on the other end of that.
Probably is not a good strategy if you go with it. Yeah. Oh, that would be certainly a challenge.
Well, we have been asked by several people down in Southern Humboldt if we can actually put a program together. Haven't responded because we still need to figure that out.
How to grow marijuana?
What role will CR play in that? Of course, we can always talk about hydroponics, as we've talked about, but we still have to be extremely careful of the question and whether really.
Well, you got the new chemistry lab up at CR Crescent City.
It's not quite ready.
Not for that application. Okay.
I plead the fifth on that.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, if the charge is community college,
yes,
and the community is activated, that puts you in a real interesting and tenuous situation.
But also an exciting situation.
Sure, there's a dynamic there that doesn't exist now.
So, yeah, so we have a chance of doing something that's brand new, and that's exciting.
Can you get much feedback from the congressman? Either to run interference for you or to put a shield over if you do want to take a shot at this?
I need to think that one through very carefully with my eight bosses of the Board of Trustees.
Well, I'm wondering if one congressman could provide that cover. There's 537 others?
I could.
That would be a real ugly vote.
but of course, that we still have Washington, D.C. to contend with.
Exactly. Yeah, so you got to have. So what kind of timeline are you on? Do you need something in process by the end of the calendar year? Is it that kind of tight?
Well, we have $500,000 to spend this year, and we have another $500,000 next year or more. It depends upon if we meet these outcomes. So we have money for at least 3 years.
I would think that's enough to have either the nursing program or some other program, at least to the point where you can start documenting that there's
absolutely
significant
true
interest and pre-enrollment and things of that nature.
Agreed.
That they can put, to use the word, a matrix to.
Absolutely, I agree 100%.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for the invite.
See everybody tomorrow.